Time, timelines, starships, and your mind. Hello, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. In this video, I will explain how time travel and timelines work, and how a ship basically emulates a person's consciousness and mind to do so. The most common concept or idea about what is a timeline is the following. Time is seen in a linear way on Earth, as an arrow moving from past to present to future, and in one direction, forwards. The sequence of events in that line is what is called a timeline, where events in the past define the present, and in turn, the situation in the present will define what will be the future to come. While in the present, the subject, a person with consciousness, will encounter a series of potential choices, all defined by past situations. And the future to come will be the result of the choices the subject made with its free will, within a limited range of possible ones. When the subject is experiencing time in a timeline, it would have experienced a set of sequential events that once they have taken place, cannot be altered nor reversed, and during the now, the subject must choose from different potential series of future events, all based and limited by the subject's present situation. This is called a timeline, but it can also be defined as the narration of a series of dynamically interconnected events, happening in sequential order, and that may lead to a memorable final event. When observing the potential line or series of events to follow, in the future, there will be some that lead to a positive and more desirable set of outcomes, and another set that will lead to more negative ones, all depending on the choices the subject has made, and this will depend directly in its level of awareness. And it is from there that we have the idea or the concept of positive and negative timelines. When two or more individuals in their perceptions share the same line and series of events, it is said that they share a common timeline, although no two people or two points of consciousness awareness can ever share the exact same timeline, they can experience one that in general, and for large enough relevant events may be the same for all. This is because those two or more people share the same base frequency and vibration, and this is also called agreement of perception. Everything that exists is energy, and energy flows and is constantly transforming itself. Matter and energy are manifested by the conscious awareness of one or more individuals with a strong connection to Source. So there is no matter as such, and there is no energy in any isolated form, as it is only an illusion and a perception in the mind of Source, and that includes in the minds of all its holographic fragments we call people, who are all Source itself again. As I explained in one of my first videos called Consciousness, Oneness, Gravity and the Numerical Universe, every little bit of matter, from atoms and molecules onwards to entire galaxies and more, have a specific vibration that defines them and their exact point or location within an energetic matrix, and by energetic matrix I mean any realm, any place we call our reality, the one we experience every day. That specific vibration is a harmonic of a frequency, as I've described many times before. Applied to timelines, it is the numerically represented sequence within that energetic matrix, which will represent the effects of time moving forwards. In short, everything is energy and all energy is manifested by awareness, by a conscious person or being, and that energy varies with time and also can be detected and represented in numerical values, as in measuring units. So each object that exists has a numerical value attached to it that defines its characteristics and its location within an existential realm, or reality, the same way a group of objects in a location and the location itself will also be represented with numerical values that determine the amount of energy each point, or each object has, be being that the heavier and with more mass an object has, the more energy it contains, and a higher numerical value it will have. As well as objects and locations, situations also hold a frequency that represents them. A dynamic situation is a series of events that take place sequentially through a corridor of time, where the numerical value of a location will change in a specific sequence, creating the movement that defines a situation. So any situation is an animation of a set of otherwise fixed groups of objects within a location, and it takes place in a perfect mathematical way. Therefore, using equations, any outcome within this movement can be anticipated very precisely. Besides consciousness, everything that exists is energy, and it can be measured and therefore given a numerical value. So coming back to timelines, they can be represented as a series of numbers that change in value through time, and what dictates and controls this is the conscious observer. Each point in any timeline has its unique situational frequency and numerical address. Each frozen split second at any point in a timeline is tagged with an unrepeatable and unique number, and will not be animated, and will not proceed to move sequentially within a time frame, or with any speed in time until something with consciousness and awareness observes it. It is the observer who determines how to interpret that energy, and what value and meaning it will have. Next point. All the thoughts within your awareness, all your emotions and how you interpret them are also a frequency, and they can also be measured and given a numerical energy value. So all your ideas, thoughts and emotions, desires and needs are energy, and that energy is changing constantly with them. The same way as you are what you manifest, and you don't manifest what you want, your entire world, your reality you experience and everything in it is you. You are not really manifesting it, objectively. What is going on in your reality and life, is you experiencing yourself and what you are. You are your thoughts, ideas, emotions, desires, and needs. Therefore, when you change the value you assign to them, and the way you interpret them all, you change your frequency and vibration, and that will change the mathematically precise series of energy values that define who you are, therefore changing the direction of your timeline. As I explained above, you are a series of precise energy values that relate to each other in a mathematically precise sequential way. Your present situation in life and your thoughts, everything that defines you is a set of values that will determine where, and in what direction you will go next, and this can be calculated and predicted with mathematical precision. Each thought you have is energy and it has a specific numerical value. They are not good or bad in an isolated way, but the numerical value of their vibrations will mathematically interact with other factors surrounding you, factors that determine your current situation in your day and your life, and will all add up to give you one or another result that may or may not be what you want, and this always occurs with mathematical precision. Each set of frequency thoughts that determine your personal vibration will give you a specific result. This is why you must watch your vibration and your frequency, because negative ones will mathematically incline you towards undesired situations as a result. Remember that you experience in your life what you are, not what you want, so you may be a situation you do not want, therefore experiencing it, you are the situation. Holding a positive and loving attitude full of gratitude and nice feelings will also incline you towards nicer and more desirable results in a mathematically precise manner. Be what you want. And remember that is it perfectly all right to be feeling down sometimes, and that does not mean that you are compatible with bad events, although like it or not, feeling that way is in itself an undesirable result, and sustaining it for too long can only set you in a timeline and in a direction you do not want. On Earth, as anywhere else, timelines are shared by the people who hold similar perception agreements, and are formed and guided by the perception of the beings experiencing it, in both a collective and a personal manner. Where the people who hold a high vibration will have a much stronger influence over the energy field shaping that reality, simply because the amount of energy a high frequency produces is exponentially higher than one of a low frequency, therefore high frequency people will influence the reality field they are in a much stronger way than low frequency ones. The way a reality and its timeline are formed is not a democracy, it is mathematic energy dynamics, and therefore the strongest people are the ones who will influence their reality in a much stronger way and in direct proportion to their frequency and consistency of it. But it is not only those situations the ones that count as if they had a fixed value, it is how each one of us takes and interprets those events that count the most, because undesired situations and events will always happen during our lives. But it is how we see them and the importance we give them what counts the most. Holding thoughts of frustration, anger, and resentment strongly and constantly only gives them mathematical values that will produce an outcome that will spiral your day and your life in a negative direction. When you give something bothersome too much value, it grows and becomes a bigger problem. But if your attention is centered strongly elsewhere, then that bothersome thing lessens its value, becomes inconsequential, and can completely disappear from your reality. Your consciousness, awareness, mind and thoughts are what will give the mathematical values to the formula that will produce an outcome. You decide what will be that outcome. As I just described, all reality is made of energy. And that energy has specific numerical values that can also be mapped and introduced into a computer, not only to predict outcomes but also to control them. In the same way, your mind forms and mathematically shapes your reality. A starship can also use this very same principle to navigate space and time. A starship equipped with capable technology immerses itself and everything inside in a very high energy field toroid that directly emulates a conscious mind, changing the vibratory energy values of each one of its components and everyone inside it so they become their destination, all this using a map that is in the navigation computer. As I explained above, every single situation and place in time holds a specific set of numerical values that represent the frequency and energy dynamics of that place or situation. When a ship imposes that exact frequency onto itself, it becomes that place or situation, automatically moving itself and everyone inside it to that exact destination. As it is all an energy numerical map, it is exactly the same for a starship to move back in time or to move from one place or location to another. It takes as much energy to move itself in space as it does in time, and it also takes as much energy to go back in time to yesterday, as it does to 1,000 years ago. Time travel and hyperspace travel are exactly the same thing. The only thing that changes is the desired destination, in the same logical sequence of time, as in simple displacement from point A to point B, or as a displacement in time, as in when. When setting up your desired destination in a starship's navigation computer, you must not only tell it where you want to go, but also when you wish to arrive at your destination. When setting your navigation computer while at point A, your computer will ask you where you want to go and when do you wish to arrive at point B. Technically speaking, time travel for advanced interstellar civilizations is not difficult at all, it is simply part of hyperspace navigation. Hyperspace and time travel are essentially the same things. This is also why it may take a few minutes to travel 422 light-years. This can be interpreted as going a lot faster than light, or it can be interpreted as the ship taking several hundreds of years to travel that distance, and then traveling back in time so in the perception of its crew, only a few minutes, or hours have passed. Both are valid interpretations of what is happening while traveling in hyperspace, and that is also traveling outside all time and space, therefore navigating the ether. Time travel in itself and at this high level of technology is not a challenge even. That is not the problem with time travel. What is a big problem is all the ethical implications of such travel, as it can result in heavily destructive outcomes for both the travelers and for the people who surround them, and this is a subject for another video. In the same way, a ship can travel from one timeline to another, or backwards and forwards in time, so could any sentient and aware being with a strong connection to Source, at least theoretically, although there are confirmed cases of people who have been able to achieve exactly this using nothing more than their own minds. The trick is to be very consistent with our frequency, and with our focus as well, even if time traveling using our minds only may be very hard to achieve. What is not, is to steer and guide our lives in a much more favorable direction using our vibration, and being clear with what we want and we do not want, becoming that what we want in the now, not as some plan in the distant future. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot. Take care, my friends, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.